Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Summertime Super.
That's that Chris Brown right there. It's that Summer Too Hot.
Yeah, that boy going off. Let him go off.
It's a hot record. Listen, Rez is the first DJ I heard to touch that record. I said it.
Oh, thank you.
You broke that.
Oh, man.
Okay. Shout out to DJ Rez, man.
Oh, shout out to you, DJ Super.
It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
We here for 2 hours strong, hard body karate. Yeah. Shout out to our Violet and DJ brother, Fusion.
King Fusion.
He going to be holding down the other hours, so make sure you stick around for that. Rez, how you feeling?
I'm feeling lovely. How about you?
Did you get your water in today?
You see me. I'm still getting it in.
How many of those did you fill up
I'm
today?
I'm at a gallon.
You at a gallon today?
I'm at a gallon.
My man.
My urine is this clear. How about that?
That brother staying hydrated, man. Where can they find you at, Rez?
Listen, at DJ REDDZ. That's the IG, the Twitter, DJRez.com. Listen, I'm going to tell all y'all out here, websites are still valuable to a person's career.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is very true.
So go click it up, DJRez.com. How about you, Super?
At DJ SUPA on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At Super the DJ on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Follow the crew at Violator All Star DJs, of course. And shout out to everybody rocking us with right now out there. Northeast PA, Scranton.
Yes.
Wilkes-Barre, what up?
Yes.
Shout out to my brother Rock out there. Shout out to everybody listening on Free Agent Radio.
Nice.
The home team, Dash Radio, everybody in London.
Everybody in Cleveland.
Cleveland, what's up, Cleveland? Brother Chris Styles out there.
Wisconsin.
Shout out to Madison, Wisconsin shows us mad love.
Yes.
Shout out to Fusion out there.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Baltimore.
Man, what up to our good folks, Squirrel and them.
Yes, indeed.
Got a shout out, Pop.
Yes. Pop was good.
Got a shout out, Quest and all them over at Power 147.
Very nice.
Man, big up to everybody just rocking with us. We love you, yo.
We appreciate you.
Let them know who we got in the studio with us today.
We got the good brother. He is a Violator Radio Uncut alumni.
He sure is.
Man, last time he was here, we wasn't living like this.
We done glowed up. We done glowed up a little bit.
We did. Dre Scuffs is in the building.
What's good, people?
Repping South Jersey. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
be clear. South Jersey. We had a lot of Baltimore cats come through here, y'all.
Let's go.
Yeah. Right now, we got home in the studio.
There you go.
Dre, hit them off with your social media right now so they can lock in with you early.
So y'all can lock in with me. Everything Dre Scuffs, that's with a K, DreSkuffs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Make sure y'all hit me up, see what I'm about.
There it is, man.
I'm going to get back on Facebook.
Yeah, I be seeing your joints.
I be on there, but I don't be on there.
Yeah, you share your posts. I be seeing your joints.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he's here. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell them again.
South Jersey got something to say.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to that boy, Burner Boy 21 Savage. It's that sitting on top of the world, man. It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ray is running track.
Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time. That's DJ Rez right there on them cuts, y'all.
Let's go.
That boy mean on them cuts, boy.
Thank you, Super.
Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Rez.
That's DJ Rez featuring Deuce Caliber.
Mm-hmm. Produced by super producer Mark Henry.
What up, Mark?
Called Speed Dial.
Streaming everywhere right now.
Yeah, go run those streams up.
Go check it out. Go holler at it, man. But of course, hit me up at DJ SUPA on that Twitter, mm-hmm. at Super the DJ on that Instagram,
at DJ REDDZIG in the Twitter.
And it's all about Jersey today.
South Jersey.
South Jersey to be exact.
Yes.
Shout out to my home, Willowboro, the 609, Burlington County, and all of that, man. Friend to the show. Last time you was here, brother, what was it like? 3 years ago?
Maybe like 2018, 2019.
Wow. Get a little closer to the mic so they can feel you. Was it 2018?
Probably like 18.
We were still upstairs on the 16th floor.
Amen.
We done leveled up.
Even though we moved.
It might have been 19. I had the Shade Theory album out.
Now we on the 15th floor in the big conference room getting to it.
Dre Scuffs is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Crux Label.
Crux Label.
Let them know. Talk about that.
So let me break down Crux. I don't think I never really broke it down like publicly like that.
Let them know. Mm-hmm.
So Crux, when you talk about Crux, you know that's like and saying it in the terms like the crux of the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or it's also like the crux in the sky when you look at the stars. So it's like when we say crux, we like the center of everything when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to music. We feel like we're the main source, like that can you can't get through it without thinking about us, basically. You know what I'm saying? So Crux label. Shout out to my brother N.O. You know what I'm saying? He came up with it, and then I made it make sense.
Spell it for him.
Crux.
And what's the social handle for that?
Crux label.
On Instagram, yeah. And all that?
Yep, Crux label.
Follow the label.
Crux label.
Get in tune with him, y'all. Get in tune with all that. It's I've been supporting this brother for a little while now. He makes great music.
Mm-hmm.
He from the town, from my area. And I like to show love to cats that I feel like is doing their thing around the way.
You better represent where you from.
Got to, man. Listen, we got more with him on the other side.
Okay.
We got music to play later. Mm-hmm. And we going to get all in his what, Reds?
His busyness.
His biz naive.
Yes.
It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reds, what you got for me?
We going to act bad, brother.
Go back to when they walking in the
Let's
club.
Let's act bad.
You going to play that belly from the top.
Shout out to Diddy.
Yeah.
Fab, City Girls,
uh-huh.
Let's go.
Shake something, remix.
Shout out to Sexy Red.
Ow.
Because that thing is pink and that other thing's brown.
Yeah.
Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reds.
Just lock it in with us, man. South Jersey's own Dre Scuffs. Yo. Is in the studio with us right now, man.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to the whole Crux label.
Shout out to the Jewel Effect.
Yeah, big shout out.
Yeah.
We over here having dope conversations behind the scenes. Y'all don't even understand.
Yes, Jalen Jewel is here.
But Dre, what you got coming up, brother?
So, man.
Break
right
it down
now,
for
right
everybody.
Now,
the world
right
is
now,
listening.
What I got out right now, I got a single called Bueno out right now. You can check for that. It's on the streams everywhere.
What's the name of it?
Bueno.
Okay, Bueno.
Yeah. But my main thing I got coming out, I got my movie, my first movie,
nice.
Called The Loose Ends.
Nice.
I'm real proud about it. I actually took a break from making music just to finish it because I told myself, like, you know how it is when you got a passion for something, music, my baby. But I was like, if I start making songs and shit, I'm not.
And stuff.
I'm not gonna finish the movie. So I told myself, I'm going to give myself a break. And I got the movie done. Like, I wrote the script, directed it.
You acting in it?
Of course I'm acting in it. I had everybody's childhood dream is to be on the big screen. So I'm like, I'm going to make it happen. What inspired that? I had did an audition for the Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. And
on Hulu.
On Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I bumped into Raekwon. He was like, yo, I think you should go for RZA. And, you know, I got in there. And they had the dude playing RZA already.
With the DMX voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that didn't work out for me, but it inspired me to say, you know what, I'm going to make my own movie. I got the cameras. I'm going to just make it happen. You feel me? And that's what happened. You know, I reached out to some people, and they show love, and everybody believed in the vision. And y'all going to see my vision come to life when the movie dropped this summer.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You turn into a jack of all trades, brother. You make beats,
man.
Too?
I could probably make beats if I tried, but that ain't my thing, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That ain't my thing.
Well, we try and get on the big screen, so any roles you got for us, we ready.
Yeah,
I got
if you got any scenes where you driving in the car and you need some radio stuff playing, like some cats talking on the radio while you driving in the car,
we
got you.
Definitely. Man.
I want to be like a hitman or, you know.
Yeah, Rez got that.
It's crazy because everybody I ask to be in it, that's the main thing. Yo, you gonna let me shoot somebody? I'm like, damn, relax.
I mean, I could be the guy in the gas station when you come in at the counter. I could be him. I could be whoever you need me to be, Dre Scuffs. I'm here.
Look, if we would have had this conversation prior to like me, y'all would have both been in the movie.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, there's some more movies to come. More movies are coming.
We got more with Dre Scuffs, man, coming up on the other side. I'm also get to that Bueno record on the other side too. It's a hot record, so make sure y'all stick around for that, man. Stick it across the pond, man. Shout out to Dave and Central C with that Sprinter. It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reds, run the track.
The man them too inconsiderate.
Stay. So
I'm wrapped up with you, but I'm done with the games. Ain't like I wanted you to.
Shout out to the boy Friday. Featuring Chris Brown. It's called Don't Give It Away.
Yes, indeed.
Violet Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Rich.
Shout out to Def Jam on that one, man. It's DJ Super at DJ Super on that Twitter. At Super the DJ on that Instagram.
At DJ REDDZ, IG and the Twitter, DJRiz.com. We move.
And of course, South Jersey's own Jersey's up in here.
Mm-hmm.
That big boy fact. Dre Scuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to the whole Crux label, of course. The movie coming soon. Let them know what it's called again.
Loose Ends.
Loose Ends.
Loose Ends.
Look out for that. I'll be going hard with the promo real soon. Shout out everybody involved. Some artists is on the movie. Y'all gonna see a lot of familiar names, like whether it's through social media or whatever. So I'm really excited about that movie. I'm excited about the new music that's gonna be released with the movie. Just everything centered around the movie, just getting it done, saying that I was gonna do something and getting it done. That's like to me, that's like one of the major accomplishments in my whole music career, you know what I'm saying? Because it take a lot of time to just sit there and say, I'm gonna do a movie and actually do it. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, even to just write the script and then go find the people and just make yourself get time to make it happen. So like, I'm really excited about it. So look out for Loose Ends.
So are we gonna get a Loose Ends soundtrack?
I don't know if I'm gonna do a soundtrack, but a lot of the new music that's on Loose Ends will be on my new album I got coming soon. So
what's the name of that project?
I don't got a name for it. I ain't even sit up here and gas it, but it's coming soon though.
Well, when you do the Loose Ends release.
Yeah.
And have the early screening and all that.
Y'all already invited.
Holla at us.
Y'all already invited.
We would love to come through. We appreciate
invited.
That. We appreciate
y'all
that.
Yeah, we ready.
We definitely got some music to get into with you right now. Bueno, who produced this?
So shout out to my boy Cardin. He produced it. And I want to say, you know, rest in peace to my boy Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? He's the feature artist on the track.
Jimmy De Niro.
Jimmy De Niro. Check out his music. Man, real good guy. He's also on my movie Loose Ends.
He's
a real inspiration to like everything that's happening right now. Not just because he passed away, just because of, you know, my interactions with him, working with him on set of my movie, making this song, the energy behind, you know, us, the talks we had prior to releasing the song. And he wasn't here to see the song be released. So it's like everything we talked about, it's like I gotta make it happen now. You feel me?
Rest in peace, Jimmy
De Niro.
So rest
in peace to him. Shout out to Decky.
Shout out to Decky. I got the record queued up, man. Yo, we got the extra bonus content, raw and uncut. Y'all can listen to more of the interview on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe anywhere you get your podcast. Violator Radio Uncut with a K. Or okay. Go to violatorradiouncut.com. Right? I got the record queued up, man. Let them know what they about to hear, man.
Everybody make sure right now, y'all check, y'all when y'all hear this record, this is something I need y'all to play all summer. This is something I need y'all to play at the cookouts. You need to give to your aunties, your uncles, your cousins. Make them do all types of TikTok dances. I mean, we got to get this popping, man. Not only because it's a dope record, but for my boy Jimmy, you feel me? Bueno, check it out.
It's a hot record right here, man. Don't forget, on the other side, the next hour, DJ Fusion going to do his thing.
Yep.
Rez, I love this record, man.
Let's go.
Good feelings, feeling like I wanna make a billion. I don't really care, you got opinions. Me, I ain't the average civilian at the telly with a bad one. Then I step into some fashion, dripping on you, this is a passion, eh? Nothing but respect when you hear Dre name. I be getting love from around my way. Good living, we don't cap over here, no fibbing. Footwork, I got black boy rhythm. I wanna see you dance, no chillin'. Bust a little sweat, cup of feel, that's right. Pretty brown girl, yeah, that's my type. Just jump a band on first class flight. I'm across the world with the sunshine bright. Hands up if you feel me, bueno. Pon la mano pa' arriba. Si hay un problema, no me diga. Stand up if you feel me, bueno. Como bailamos, no digan. Yeah, yeah.
Sunshine, on a car with no BS time. good life. Tryna live that good life. Shine bright like the sunshine. And I call we know we stand. Good life. I'm taking trips to Ibiza. I'm living good, I don't need ya. I call up the gang, you should meet her. Breaking bread, no need to feed us. Stress free, kick my feet up. Shorty bless me, she's a keeper. Halloween, trick or treat her. She's my senorita.
Eat a bowl of these, bitch. Gobble a dick. Ain't that what he say?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Strip tease, bitch. That, yo, Corrupt might have had the most cuss words on this record ever in life.
Yo, he said bitch like a million times.
Fuck a bitch. Strip tease, bitch.
Eat
sweet
a bowl of these, bitch.
Swallow the dick.
Host forgot to eat a dick and shut the fuck up, bitch. What's wrong? Why?
As you can see, we are on the Raw and Uncut.
Yeah.
Portion of the show. Shout out to all the podcasters out there that rock with us and subscribe all crazy. Shout out to everybody listening to us on the radio too.
We appreciate
you. We appreciate y'all. But of course, repping South Jersey, Dre Scuffs is here.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
That Bueno record is fire.
Yeah. Got the movie about the drop, Loose Ends,
coming soon. Streaming to the world. And just pay attention.
Yeah. We ain't on no Tubi shit. Shout out to Tubi.
I mean, it could go on Tubi.
It could go on Tubi. But we ain't going to promote Tubi no more.
Unless it's on there.
Unless it's on there.
Yeah, so.
Roku.
You know what I heard about Roku recently?
What? What's wrong with it?
Somebody sent me this video. They said, like, Roku watches you. Everything you do.
Well,
like,
if you got a Roku. So does this.
It's like, it's something that come with
Dre,
the whole
knock
thing.
It the fuck off.
Let me break it down.
Like, break it down.
You about to scare me, though.
Listen.
I'm going
to send you the
beat.
No.
In front of that Roku screen. He hurt himself.
Listen, I got a Roku in my living room. I got a Roku in my bedroom. Like, what you about to say, dog? Roku
so basically, they know everything you like. They know, like, the type of clothes you like, the type of food you like. And they just going to use that shit again. You gotta watch the video. I'm sending you the video. Cause I don't wanna say it the wrong way. I wanna make sure you take it how you take it. But there's a way to uncheck everything so that they don't do it on the TV, like in the settings.
Yeah, send me that.
I'ma send you. You feel me? Like right when I seen the video, I unchecked everything.
Oh,
and it's really like it was really there. Like I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Oh, you got Roku also?
Yeah.
All right, yeah,
shout
I need that.
Shout out to Roku. Yeah. You can watch me. I'm going to put on the show now.
You got it too?
No, I don't. But I'm going to get it just so I can put it on the show.
Oh, man.
Myself right on Roku. Hey, Roku.
Yo, what was the most difficult part? Well, the movie's not finished.
The movie's finished.
Oh, it's finished.
The movie's
so
done.
What was the most difficult part of doing this shit independently, yo?
I would say scheduling. Cause you gotta remember, it's independent, no budget, and you know people just like, you know, really supporting me and believing in the vision, and you know, everybody got other things going on. You know what I'm saying? Like
yes,
I got
indeed.
Artists, DJs, people with podcasts doing interviews, like kids, family. So it's like, say I got a scene where it's like five people. It might be four people can make it, and just one person can't make it. And then we got to wait a whole nother week or two, you feel me?
Crazy.
So I would say scheduling was the hardest. And then, of course, like the technical shit, like trying to figure it out as we go. Cause it's like, this the first movie. So it's like, we definitely not winging it, but we want it to be right. You know what I'm saying? Because me as a musician, I want my sound to be right, but I put the same effort into like making this movie. You feel me?
How long did it take you to make it?
2000, when I start, early 21 or 20? Yeah, early 21. It's like, oh, 2 years, like 2 years. For real, if I could pay everybody to be there, like, it could have been done in like a month, probably 2 months.
That was what I was gonna ask you. Like, yeah. Like, was it costly to do the whole production? Because I heard a story of Spike Lee when he was first starting out and how he like maxed out mad credit cards to get started.
Like, luckily I made a lot of investments prior to the movie. Like when it comes to like equipment and stuff like that. So like I made a lot of those investments, but as far as like time, yo, you can't replace that time, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And little things add up, like, you feel me? I gotta get like prop guns and all types of stuff. All that stuff like add up over time, and before you know it, it's like, damn, I just ran through the rack. Damn, I just ran through another one. So yeah, everything add up.
Don't use real guns.
Hmm.
Y'all ain't use.
Nah, we use prop. We coulda like certain scenes, but we used the prop. We did it the right way because, you know, like, a lot of it was guerrilla style, like the scene I just showed you.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't get no permits or nothing for that. Mm-hmm. Like, I scouted the area, I found it, and I was like, all right, we got a couple lookouts. Mm-hmm. Let's just hurry up and get it out the way. It took like maybe like 2 hours to do, but it's like, if we see somebody tuck the little fake, because you still can get, they still can lock you up with the fake guns if you don't got no permit.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As if it was real?
Schooling me now.
Like the same.
I asked the cop ahead of time. I was like, yo, what you think will happen if they ran down on us? We got fake guns. They said, oh, nah, you can get locked up if you don't got no permit.
Oh, my goodness.
Fake drugs, all that stuff. So it was like, we kind of like took a risk. And we made it happen, though. Mm. We made it happen.
Loose ends coming soon?
Coming soon. So did you have to take a pause for the calls with the music, like, let me put this to the side while I do that? Or
I still made a couple songs, but yeah, I definitely had to put a stop to it, because, like, you know, music is addicting, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm the type of artist, I'm used to like releasing things, I'm used to going doing shows and doing interviews and stuff like that. That's like what I love to do. So like, if I was still doing all that trying to make the movie would have never came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, like, make a conscious decision, like, yo, Dre, you need to chill with the music and just make sure you get this movie done. It's kind of like when I put out the children's book, the same thing. I was like, yo.
Oh, the children's book.
Let me
dope.
Just put this out and chill with the music, get it done, and then the music ain't going nowhere, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of homeboys, like, trying to get in your shit? Like, they all put in me, it. Oh, you put your homeboys
in
the movie.
Hell yeah. Like, all my peoples is in the movie that, you know, was willing to be in the movie. Like I said, I had a lot of support, people that just believed in me. And, you know, like, I can't thank them enough, because without them, this would have never came to life. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm super grateful. And I really ain't even really, like, I thanked all of them, but I'm going to do something special for everybody, like, on the release or something. Like, I'm going to, like, really let them know, like, how, because it's touching, you feel me? Like, when you can get a group of people to, like, believe in your vision and actually come out, leave their families, call out of work. Some of them had to do sometimes, and they not really. And it's like based off of like a belief, like, yo, I believe he can make this happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that make me feel good. You feel me?
They willing to sacrifice.
Yeah,
and that's what's up. I mean, they are genuine supporters of you.
So I feel like I got a duty too to like make sure I get this as big as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't wait to see somebody get picked up that's just in my film. Like, yo, him right there, her right there, we need them on the next Power or the next blase blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want that to happen. Like, when I think about shows like In Living Color, and I think of the success out of that, when I think about groups like Wu-Tang and what RZA did and how they all got their individual careers off of like one vision, that's where I see this is gonna go. You feel me?
Very nice.
Yeah.
What they saying on your live and shit?
They ain't talking, cause you know what? I don't be on it like that. I gotta get my algorithm up.
What is your social media, man? Put that out there again.
Dre Scuffs, everybody, I mean, on everything, DreskuFFS, on everything, Instagram, Twitter, keep everything the same. I ain't trying to confuse nobody.
Well, I know this podcast portion will air and get posted up after the fact, but I'm looking forward to the Styles P show this weekend, man.
Yeah, me too, man.
I'm looking forward to that. Him coming right in our backyard like that. Mm-hmm. And just
I never knew it was a venue right there.
Neither did I.
I was like, yo, what venue y'all talking about? And then somebody put me game to it.
They said it's back there off of Beverly Rancocas.
Yeah.
Behind the TD Bank or something over there.
Yeah, so.
I've never turned down there. Like,
I thought it was warehouses down there, but that's like, it's a spot down there. You feel me? I went.
Shout out to Preem.
Yeah, big shout out to Preem, man.
You know, it's a whole night of hip hop. It's a South Jersey affair. For real, for real.
Yeah.
And, I'm DJing. Dre Scouts is actually one of the performers as well. Shout out to Porter Rich.
Big shout out to Porter. That's my boy right there.
Shout out to Big Ooh. Everybody that's involved with that joint. My man Ceddy Hendrix will be in the buildings, Reds.
Nice.
That's a great friend of our show.
We love Ceddy.
Repping Florida. He's from Florida. Yeah. Dope artist.
Jacksonville Duval.
Shout out to Quan as well.
Shout out to Quan. Florida Boy Music.
We got a segment on this show, Dre, called Tour Guide.
Oh, yes. Hmm.
So this will be Tour Guide. Let's keep it on the South Jersey side.
We can keep it right home. What's up? We got enough little spots. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We about to find out. This will be South Jersey edition of Tour Guide with Dre Scuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we flying into town? We don't really flying into town. Where are we flying to?
Real obnoxious.
Atlantic City
Airport.
Let's go.
We got a couple choices, you feel me? But I would say Philly or Philly.
PHL.
Philly. Newark, if you feel like taking a little trip.
Where we coming from?
Right, because we downtown in Philly right now, right?
We're going to come from...
Let's go fly to BWI and then come right back.
All
right,
cool.
All right, so you pick us up from the airport in Philly.
Right.
We crossing the bridge into South Jersey. Right. What's the first thing we want to do when we touch down, Reds?
Oh, we got to get something delicious to eat.
We hungry, Dre.
So me.
Brothers is hungry.
So me, I'm vegan. I'm on my healthy.
Oh, we down. I mean? We down with that.
I'm going to make sure y'all eat that. Healthy, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be good. And we just got a new spot called Chakra Soups.
Yeah.
And they sell all types of vegan. Shout out to Chakra. Shout out to my boy Corey. I'm gonna take y'all there. Y'all gonna have the best. Y'all gonna have the best oyster mushroom sandwich y'all ever had in your life.
That sounds.
So we gonna do that first.
I like the way that sounds. How about you, Super?
Explain this oyster mushroom sandwich. Explain this to me.
So it's the closest thing. It's the closest thing to chicken you gonna get.
Okay. The texture-wise?
Texture-wise. Okay. If they make it the right way, it got like that, I could say that fried chicken kind of feel vibe to it. Like,
I'll be adventurous.
Yeah, you'll like it. You'll like it.
Let's get an oyster mushroom goddamn sandwich.
Let's get two of them. Yeah. What do we eat and with you the get, sandwich?
I mean, you could do, they got the falafels, of course. They got the sweet potato fries. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get sweet potato fries. Oh, my.
All right.
You get a salad, you know, kale mix, whatever.
Oh, my. Yep. I like
kale.
We're going to eat good, and you can top that off with, like, a nice smoothie. You know what I'm saying? They got the... What's the thing where they... with the noise?
What?
You know what I'm talking
about. Frother.
That's what it's called?
The little skinny joint that spins inside of it to make it foamy?
Nah. This is like the energy type thing. The sound bath. They do that over the,
oh, over it like, the smoothies. So what does that do?
Yo, you got to Google it, man. Like,
what's it good? I'm about to Google it.
It's good, though. It's like it puts good energy over you.
Into the food.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So y'all going to get that whole hookup.
Okay. What's the name of the place again?
Chakra.
And where is that?
That's right there, East Ridge Plaza.
Really?
It's new. Yeah, been there probably like...
The fuck?
It's my spot, though. You know what I'm saying?
Down the street from where this concert going to be at.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, man.
I haven't been in the East Ridge Plaza. You know, the pizza joint was right there.
Yeah.
And they had some good pizza. East Ridge Pizza had some really good pizza back in the day. I don't even think it's there anymore.
My spot was Ricardo's. That's my spot.
Ricardo's was good. I went to Ricardo's last time. The prices is through the motherfucking roof.
Yeah. Oh, we
$60. 60, are you looking at me crazy? Like what I'm doing? Yeah, this the we can curse now.
I'm like, yo, how you gotta find crazy. Yourself?
He forgot we on the podcast portion.
No, we can say all motherfucking shit, goddamn, all that shit.
Now I don't even want to curse no more, yo. Like, this I'm scared to curse.
Oh yeah, I see.
It look good. Let me see, right?
Hold up, oh yeah.
But I want to see it now.
I'm sorry,
nigga. Show me now.
Yeah, nigga.
What we eating at? So, oh, okay.
That's the thing, yeah.
And
so
what does it put? Good vibrations in the food?
Respectful vibrations, because you just disrespected the shit out of me.
All right. Thank you for showing me that. I appreciate it.
Can I take my phone back now?
You got it.
Motherfucker.
He said, I want to see it now.
So we ate good. Yeah. And it's called, say it again.
Chakra.
Chakra in Willowbrook, New Jersey.
Yeah.
East Ridge Plaza.
Yeah.
We ate good, Rez. What we doing next?
Oh, man, we got to get a shape up, a haircut or something.
We want to get these beards sharp.
For real, for real.
We want to get these cuts, and we don't want the hairlines pushed
back. We can
back.
Do the backyard hookup. I'm nice now, I'm playing, but I could hook y'all up, though.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah, but I'm going to send y'all, you know, my boy Omar. Shout out to Omar, Accents, you feel me? Y'all can definitely hit up Accents.
I can co-sign that 100%. Shout out to Omar.
Y'all gonna get the Sharpie, you feel me? They say Philly got the best cuts, but we might got the best. He nice.
But we're part of that discussion.
Yeah,
like, because we're an extension of Philly.
Right.
So
right.
I just feel like we part of that discussion.
We up there.
Our
up
barbers there. Are dope as
we got
fuck.
We got some good barbers.
All right, Access it is.
Shout out my boy Gee too. I forgot the name of his shop, but that's definitely
Delran. They in Delran now?
I think they
him
moved.
And Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Gay, you feel me?
So now we fresh. Accents now hooked fresh. Us up.
Shout out to Accents.
Shout out to JB. JB used to cut my hair in Accents, but I think she moved upstate New York.
Okay.
We got the cut. We ate good. Yeah. We want to do a little shopping, man. We want.
Yeah, we
taking
weird.
Us to go shopping.
This where it get a little.
Get a
this
little
where
funny.
Get a little
I
funny.
I know. Where are we going, dog?
I don't know. Surprise we got too me. Many options, you feel me? But you might have to order something online.
No shit, go to the GOAT app.
For real. Like, got the white tee. You want a white tee? You know what I'm saying? We hit up a little, you know, a little store. Got the white tees at the gas station or whatever.
Stop.
We can't
go out like that, dog.
All right. If you want to go to the...
We got to go somewhere.
We can hit up Cherry Hill Mall or something.
Okay, let's get yeah, there Mall. You go. There you go.
We can take a little 15-minute drive, Cherry Hill Mall. Yeah.
We
outlets?
That's a little out there, but you can hit up the outlets.
Jackson,
like by Six Flags and all that, right? Like
yeah.
going towards all that.
Yeah.
You can hit up the outlets.
Okay.
We can hit up you can hit up Philly.
Deptford Mall?
You know what I'm saying? You go across, you can go
is
back
Deptford
into Philly.
Is Deptford Mall popping anymore?
I don't know.
Echelon?
I never really went there like that.
Yeah, that's Camden County. I don't be down there.
It's crazy. We got to get some clothes.
Yeah, we going to Cherry Hill.
Yeah,
we going
to Cherry
Hill.
Cherry Hill Mall.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, sis? She said Gloucester Outlets. Gloucester Outlets. Yeah.
They got a Dave & Buster's out there now, too, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a couple years old. Because I was DJing at the one in Baltimore, and they was like, yeah, we got one coming to South Jersey.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
We fresh.
Cherry Hill Mall? That's the final answer? Or Gloucester?
Yeah. I'm going to say Cherry Hill Mall.
Okay.
Because I ain't, but shout out to Gloucester. Cherry Hill is in Camden County.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And we can get a good burger at Round Robin. Ain't the Round Robin in the parking lot at Cherry Hill Mall?
Yo, happy as shit.
Yeah.
I never
make
had
it a
that.
Day. You don't eat meat, so don't. Nah. You don't. Fuck it. You don't, all right, so. We shopped.
Yeah.
We got a fresh cut.
Yeah.
We ate good.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Rez.
It's time to turn the fuck up.
We want to have a good time. I'm very curious as to where you about to take us right now. We want to end the night off and have a good time. What we doing?
For real. When you with me, we going to have a good time wherever we go. You feel me? We can hit the city up.
Mm-hmm.
We can go up top with it. You feel me? Because it ain't nothing but a quick drive. But if you want to like stay local, we could do a BYOB at the little strippy.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be no titties. It's gonna be some flat
It ain't gonna be really nothing in there. But we gonna make it. Nah, listen. Let me break it down.
What are you talking about?
Let me break it down. We can make our own fun in there. You get what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'll be in there like that. But the point of the thing is, I'm trying to say, when y'all with me, y'all gonna have a good time, okay, regardless of where we go.
So fuck the string bang titty strippers.
Basically,
they gonna be in there, but we ain't even.
But we gonna be having a good time.
And they gonna come over like, hey, you wanna laugh, man? What we say when they do that?
We got a couple bars and stuff like that. But it ain't, we go to Vera. We go to Vera.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Super. That's late. Who you want to take us.
What you trying to? I'm saying. I said this. I said we gonna hit this. We gotta hit the city, man.
So here's my issue. Here's my issue with Vera, dog. And of course, you're talking about upstairs, right?
I'm talking about outside.
Upstairs?
No, upstairs is like the club. But like, and correct me if I'm wrong.
And
right?
I feel like
the DJs over there are trash. And the few times I went, I was not fucking with the music that was being played. The DJs were horrible.
And you asking the wrong person is because I don't be going out like that.
Gotcha.
You feel me? Like,
come on, come grab the mic.
And when I do go out, I mess with. I'll take the drive. You feel me?
I got you.
But we definitely gonna have a good time. I can tell you that. Shoot, y'all come to the crib. You feel me?
See, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
So
I ain't gonna let nobody come see me and they not gonna have a good time. Okay.
So listen here, strippers, y'all can rock with us, but we rolling with Dre Scuffs. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
So if you got, we love you. Whether you got a big booty or a little booty, big titty, string bang titty, doing that, baby. We here for you. Dre Scuffs is here.
And that concludes the South Jersey edition of Tour Guide with Dre Scuffs. Man, always, dog, you are a friend to the show. Yes. Always enjoy the conversation, yo. Plug everything you got going on, man. Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, like I said, Dre Scuffs on everything. Make sure it's with the K, not with the C. I hate when people put a C instead of the K. It's just something that you see it on everything. It's got the K, and then you still type the C. Like, I can't, but it's Dre Scuffs, DreSkuffs on everything. Mm-hmm. Follow Crux Label. Mm-hmm. Follow the Jewel Effect.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Loose Ends coming out soon. Just stay in tune with everything I got coming out. Check out some of my past music. Mm-hmm. I got my most recent project was co-starring Passport Rab, The Foreigners 2. I got the Herb Lingo. And then my solo project with Shade Theory. I got a new solo project on the way.
Nice.
And I got a couple new records out. 3 a.m., which y'all been supporting a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bueno is the most recent one. And I'm going to just keep doing it, man. I'm going to keep doing it.
So, we appreciate you stopping by, man.
Dre Scuffs is here.
Dre Scuffs, South Jersey's own, man. Shout out to Crux Label. And that about does it for us. Rez, any last words you want to kick before we peace out?
Hug somebody and tell them you love them.
There you go.
I co-sign that.
There you go. And drink some what?
Water. Mm.
Yo, we out, y'all. Peace and blessings, y'all. We ghosts.
Peace.